Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
So, Arisha, when you were 4 years old, what was the most exciting thing to go do?
Definitely the Little Lambs in Villa Park, Illinois.
Little Lambs eat ivies. Listen, I think we can both agree that we had very different childhoods than Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy Webster. Mm-hmm. She's only four, and she walked the carpet at the Billboard Music Awards last night.
Yeah, a huge award show is the perfect place for a fun family outing, I've decided.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't know because we're not famous enough to get plus ones for any of the award shows we go to.
Yeah, not even when we win.
I know. Oh, God, it's sad. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, May 16th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I think we can all agree that the world is shit. But yeah. we can always count on a good old awards show for kind of a much needed distraction. Mm-hmm. You get all the most successful entertainers together in a room. You give them trophies. You hope they'll be extra enough just to give us something to talk about so we can do our jobs. And last night's Billboard Music Awards definitely delivered.
Yeah, agree. The BBMAs were held at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, where Brooke is famously from. And they were hosted by Sean Diddy Combs. The Weeknd was this year's most nominated artist. He had 17 nominations. Yeah. And Doja Cat was the most nominated for a female artist with 14 nominations.
Yeah. So, of course, at any awards show, the red carpet is obviously the first stop for the celebs. And it's an opportunity to show off the latest and wildest in fashion. I feel like music award shows especially are like more wild when it comes to the fashion, and I kind of love it.
Oh, absolutely.
And at the BBMAs, there were definitely some bold looks. We had Machine Gun Kelly's $30,000 manicure.
I can't.
With 10 carats worth of diamonds glued to his nails.
I can't.
That feels like a waste. A real waste.
Given how my nails chip the second I get out of the manicurist chair, like, he's just going to be dropping diamonds everywhere.
I know. And we should follow him around and grab some. But there was one little red carpet showstopper who seriously stole our hearts, Stormy Webster. She was so adorable.
I can't get over how cute this kid is. And we're not even pro children. Like, it's alarming how cute she is. So she's Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's 4-year-old daughter. And the three of them made it a family affair and walked the red carpet together last night. Kylie wore a floor-length Balmain gown and Travis wore a gray suit with Nike sneakers. And Stormy had on this little one-shoulder white dress with white high-top sneakers. Now, Kylie and Travis also recently had a baby boy just 3 months ago. We've talked about him a few times on the show. We still don't know his name yet, and he was not with them last night at the BBMAs.
Yeah, they were like, sorry, no name, no award show. Mm-hmm. You can't come out until you have a name.
You can't put anything on a medal if you don't know their name.
Right. Well, at this point, this kid's just going to get old enough and choose his own name. Like, what are they doing?
Not the worst idea.
No, it's not.
I mean, obviously, he has a name, I assume. But maybe. The idea that he doesn't, like, what would they even call him?
Just little billionaire.
Baby billionaire.
Yeah. But Stormy was not the only standout kid at last night's show. 14-year-old Amariana Kopany made history as the youngest person and first woman to receive the Changemaker Award. And she was honored for her advocacy for environmental justice.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
So Amariana goes by Mari and is also known as Little Miss Flint. She first got national attention in 2016 when she wrote a letter to President Barack Obama about the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint, Michigan. And when she accepted the Changemaker Award last night, she thanked her family, her team, and every single person that has supported and amplified her voice and vision. Mm-hmm. And even though she was literally accepting an award on national television, she made it clear that it's not about awards for her, saying, I don't do the work I do for accolades and clout. I do it for the kids back home in Flint who are still dealing with the effects of being poisoned by water 8 years later.
God, she was so cute. Like,
yeah.
Just like her speech, and like she would like kind of like flub her words and be like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. She was just so cute. I loved her so much.
Well, it makes me think of when you had to give like book reports when you were 14 in front of your classmates and then times 1 billion.
Yeah, this is not something I could have done at 14, like at all, or now even maybe. So Mari used her speech to speak about issues she cares deeply about. And obviously an awards show stage is a good time and place because you got a lot of people listening.
Yeah.
And we always love it when celebs spill something personal during a speech or performance because we're like, okay, say more. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, Machine Gun Kelly got everyone talking when he dedicated his performance last night to his wife and unborn child.
Mm-hmm. During his performance of the song Twin Flame, Machine Gun Kelly said, I wrote this song for my wife. And as far as we know, he and Megan aren't married yet. They got engaged in January. Mm-hmm. And people wondered if him calling her his wife meant they got secretly hitched. But he did refer to her as his fiance earlier in the evening while on the carpet.
Yeah.
So sometimes people just call their betrothed their spouse ahead of the time.
That's what I was going to say. This felt very much like my wife, my wife.
There it is. Yep, exactly. Ross came out last night. We didn't even know it. MGK also wished Megan a happy birthday during his performance, since her birthday is today. Mm-hmm. And near the end of his performance, he surprised everyone again by saying, this is for our unborn child. Now, they haven't officially announced a pregnancy yet, so who knows what that really means?
I feel like, again, it's just one of those things like, we are probably going to have a child at some point. This is for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Same. I feel like, and here's the thing with these celebrities, is they know how charged their words are. Like,
yeah,
I feel like it's just like, let's keep us all talking about them.
Right.
And mission accomplished. Look at us.
I mean, it's hard not to. That's like all the posts I saw pretty much were about them last night.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they know what they're doing.
So besides MGK's wife and unborn baby shout out, there was another big onstage moment last night. It was actually Travis Scott's first televised performance since the Astroworld tragedy last November. Mm-hmm. And Sean Diddy Puff Daddy Diddastic Combs took responsibility for actually getting Travis the gig. Of course, we all remember what happened at Astroworld. It was a music festival hosted by Travis. 10 people died. Hundreds were injured. Travis has received a lot of criticism and lawsuits over the event. And he's mostly stayed out of the public eye since then. So Diddy was the host of last night's awards. And last Monday, Diddy shared a video to his Instagram about Travis performing. And he said, "This just in, for the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday, I made a request. I made a demand," and added, "I said, my brother Travis Scott has to perform. I'm executive producing. He has to perform." And NBC said, "Yes, it's going down Sunday. Travis Scott will be performing. Now that's love."
Yeah. So Diddy also spoke in an interview with Revolt Black News last Monday and talked about forgiving Travis, saying, "There will be no canceling on my watch." And at last night's show, Diddy said, "We're uncanceling the canceled." He brought up Travis as well as country singer Morgan Wallen, who faced backlash after a video leaked last February of him calling a man the N-word. And while on stage, Diddy said, "Love does not rock like that. I looked at Morgan's situation, I looked at Travis's situation, and I said, man, I got some power to do something about that because we can't start that in the music industry or even in life, period. So I'm here to forgive, to unify, to celebrate, and to have everybody be free."
I mean, look, that's your prerogative. If Diddy wants to...
I'm sorry. Is Diddy the purveyor of all things and how the world needs to work?
No, but this is just... I think this is actually a good thing, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Maybe we don't cancel people as a whole. Maybe we make our own personal decisions. And Diddy's doing that, I guess. I mean, if he chooses to forgive someone who used the N-word as a black man, that's on him. He can't expect everyone else to forgive someone for that, though.
Yeah, I guess it's just, I don't like his tone, I guess, is where I'm coming from. Where it's like, you aren't the end-all be-all of this. And my thing about both of these people, I don't know much about Morgan. I don't really need to know much about Morgan.
Yeah.
But like, Travis hasn't really apologized in a way that I think is right. And I'm like, I mean, it's to your point where it's like, it doesn't really matter. It's like we each make our own decisions. But doing it on a public platform like this, and as somebody who's a celebrity like Diddy, it's like, come on. Like, I do agree canceling can get out of hand, but there needs to be accountability. And I don't think Travis has been accountable for what happened.
No, I
and
don't
just
really
letting,
think so
and we're not going to forget it.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be reparations.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. You're right, though. He did come in a little hot. Like, I made a demand.
I know. And it's
like, but that's love.
Diddy, why don't you sit down, decide what your next name is going to be, and let's get back to singing.
Yeah, I'll be waiting to hear what the new name will be. I'm on the edge of my seat. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.